Hello and welcome to episode 348 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is a podcast where we review films, and just as a warning, we will be spoiling these things. So if we start discussing a movie you haven't seen but are interested in, maybe skip ahead a few minutes, go see the movie, then come back and listen to what we thought about it. I am Doug, and I am here with Simon. Simon, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm all excited about the all Tubi episode we're putting on this week.
Oh yeah? Is that where you found most of these?
No, yeah. Tubi,
Okay.
everything. That's all I watch Tubi
Really?
now. Yes, everything's on Tubi.
Nice.
It's amazing. I talk to all these people and they tell me everything's streaming. So I just go on Tubi and there it is.
That is very convenient.
I mean, I turn on Jurassic Park and World and I get Jurassic World, but I find the production values are a little weak sometimes. Instead of
Okay.
Transformers, I get Transmofos, but I figure that's close enough.
It's close enough, yeah. You get those what are they, Asylum Pictures? The
Yes,
cheap the
yes.
cheapos.
That's the company that I keep seeing. So I thought these
Yeah.
were the movies you picked this week.
Yes. 28 weeks and a half later, I
No,
don't know.
28 years after Elvis, that's what it was called.
Okay. Okay.
So it had all these Elvis impersonators. That's what you wanted to discuss, right? Elvis
It, clo
impersonator.
close enough, yes, I think. As
Oh,
long
okay,
as they're
good.
naked and running around, yes.
No, they weren't naked. They were dressed as
Okay.
Elvis.
Okay.
But I couldn't figure out where the zombies were, so well, maybe we should get into that later.
Maybe, yes.
And for people that have been following my crazy TV watching, I finished Ironheart. I have good news. I finally finished another show.
That's easy, though. That's only been out for a few weeks.
Hey, that's pretty good for me. I got them all
Okay,
done.
okay.
I still haven't finished Andor. I still have three left.
Well, you're ahead of me because I haven't started Andor. I haven't started Lion, Ironheart.
I've almost finished Umbrella Academy. I have about 30 minutes left on the last
Okay.
episode. But I still haven't started my Magnum PI box set, but I will eventually get to that.
Okay. Saving that, you
Well,
got to savor
I
that
got
one.
dressed apart. I got to get my Hawaiian shirt going and just
Okay.
let the hair flow a bit more. And I
You gonna
think I'm a
shave
little.
everything but the mustache? Just
Yes.
get the mustache going.
Yeah, actually, I tried to be Youth Dog this episode, but my beard just wasn't coming in.
Okay. I
So
actually trimmed my beard today, so it's a lot shorter than it usually is.
well, I think you should gotta take it off and become me one episode. I think that should be the real goal. Because I think it's easier for you to shave it off and get this than me to get
Okay.
that.
Maybe, but we'll see. Every time I shave completely, I look like a 12-year-old. So,
12. I think you're dating yourself. I was about 8.5.
I prefer looking adult. So, I think I'll keep my beard for now.
So this week's chips, I have new chips every week. I have chips
Okay.
for like next little while. I have from England, handcrafted sweet chili crisps. For our video people, there you go. These were
Okay.
picked, but no, I didn't buy these. These were given to me.
Okay.
My daughter just told me I had to eat these because she wanted to eat them. So I have to test these out.
Okay.
And
Are you going
coming
to go for
up,
it?
I'm going to open them right now. It's going to tell us about something. I don't know, maybe the Macy's Day Parade or something. I don't know.
Here in the States, we just had the 4th of July, so if you're happy with America, that's great for you. Yeah, let's see what Simon thinks about these chips. He's chewing right now. He looks like he's contemplating the flavor, seeing how it mulls over his tongue. He's giving a thumbs up. So they are a good taste, I would say.
I know I'm still waiting for my friend Doug to send me something, but not a thing.
I'm sorry, I don't have any unique
Really?
chips, right? I haven't been on the lookout. Next
Let
time
me
I go to the
think.
store, I will look.
Let's back this up. Can we tell a story on the show that might affect you wrongly?
Sure, why not?
I asked Doug maybe a year ago to pick up some Oreo Coke. I don't think I ever got it. Did you know anything about that?
No, that is true. That is my fault. I forgot to ship it. I I will admit it was a bad time in my life, so I apologize. It
No,
is
it wasn't the apology.
completely on
It's the
my fault.
apology is I asked, I said I'd pay for it four times. Please send me Oreo Go. Now I can't get it.
I
So
do
I'm just,
I
no, I'm not looking
apologize
for
for
an
that.
apology. I
Okay.
want a Oreo Coke. I don't
Okay.
want an apology. If I want an apology, I'd talk to my wife. I can apologize to her for something I did. I don't even know what it is, but I'm sure I did something wrong today.
Okay.
So I guess what I'm stating is, people, we could have had Oreo Coke, but I was supposed to have a great Fanta, but I forgot to take it out of the fridge from Japan.
Okay.
So maybe when I come back later, I will have a great Fanta from Japan. When I have a little break, we do take a break sometimes during the show because I run out of things to drink. So
Okay.
today I'm drinking. Do you have poppy? It must be American poppy, isn't it?
Yes, we have that.
So I guess I picked this up for probably 450 US a case at the discount store.
Okay.
So I bought this and something called Faygo. I don't know if you have that. It says it's a USA product.
Oh yes, definitely have Faygo. The Insane Clown Posse. They
What?
the band, the Insane Clown Posse, they're big into Faygo. So yes, it's
Oh,
a
I don't know.
thing.
I've never seen it before. They just sell it at the discount store for
Okay.
$5 a case, so 4 5 375 US
Okay. I've
for
never had it
eight.
myself, so.
That's fine. They have weird flavors, and they have
Okay.
no sugar. But this has 4 grams of sugar, which I don't really happy with. But it's what I felt like drinking today.
Okay.
Okay, Doug. I guess we should start since these are all available on Tubi, so people should check there for all these great films.
Okay, then I guess our first movie this week, let's go with Ballerina,
Yeah. It's got
directed
a
by
little
Len
mouse in
Wiseman.
it, cartoon. I saw it.
Okay. Directed by Len Wiseman, starring Ana de Armas, Angelica Houston, Gabriel Byrne, Keanu Reeves for a couple scenes. I'll start off here. I will
Hold on. Did they
say
do voices in this cartoon when I watched?
they might have, yes.
Oh, okay.
The version I saw was not a cartoon, it was live action.
Are you telling me I watched the wrong film again on YouTube?
You might have. Let's see.
Okay.
Well, I will, first of all, I will say this movie is not great. That there are many flaws. I still love the hell out of it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Basically, if you like the John Wick films, you'll like this. It's basically John Wick with a different protagonist. Ana de Armas just shooting up a bunch of assassins in a cult. That's pretty fun to watch in my mind. I didn't love that they had to bring Keanu Reeves in for a scene. I felt it kind of undercut Ana de Armas's character, just because it had to show that John Wick is undefeatable. I don't know why they had to bring him in. Maybe they thought it would add more ticket sales. I still had a great time watching this. I thought the action choreography was very well executed, very well staged. Again, just a minor complaint for me is the scene in the dance club. I have no idea why there were still people dancing while guns were going off all over the place. But this is the John Wick universe. Nothing is very believable. Nothing is realistic. It's just fun, balletic action. And I really enjoyed this movie. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Oh my God, Doug, really? Where do you want me to start?
Start wherever you want.
Good, there's no story. Let's start there. The story is basic. Me and you could have
Yeah.
wrote this with your son in about 30 seconds and do, okay, film this, Owen. Go. That's all we need. Here we go. We're just gonna have a kid, has dad, he's a gang, they're gonna have much shooting. And then it's gonna continue to shoot for the next hour and 45 minutes so they have a good fight at the end. That's it, that's all I need. Don't worry, pick some settings you like. We'll figure out some dialogue later. I really thought I was watching a Marvel comic book that Stan Lee and Jack Kirby did, but Jack Kirby never came in and wrote any dialogue.
Okay.
Oh, Len Wiseman is not a good director, let's be honest. He just puts in the same effort he does on everything. Adequate. Nothing's
Yeah.
ever good. Nothing's ever bad. Trust me. I have a signed Resident Evil poster on my wall, but Jovovich and whatever,
Okay.
Michelle Rodriguez, sitting on my wall signed. That is not a good film. I just love Resident Evil, so that's why it's on my wall.
Okay.
Ana de Armas to me is just, I wish she would do more, like try a different type of role. I find she was doing a weaker James Bond here. Like, it seemed like very similar character than the Bond role. I'm like, I've seen this already.
Fair, but she's also done, I mean, she's done the Knives Out movie. She's done Blonde, where she was Oscar nominated. She has variants in her roles.
Okay, let's back this up. Should she be nominated for Blonde, really? I think
It
not.
wasn't my favorite movie. It wasn't my favorite performance, but I think she was very good.
Okay, back to Ballerina. Lots of noise, as my grandmother would tell me. Very noisy, dear. Very, very noisy. And she would have loved it. She would love Ballerina. My grandmother would give you a 5 out of 5 on this one.
Okay.
Simon gives it a 2 out of 5. Because there's no story. There's nothing engaging me. I just found it was so repetitious. Every scene, I felt exactly the same as the last one until the end fight. I was just
Okay.
kind of like, meh, okay, I've seen this. And then John Wick shows up, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I want a John Wick film. So this bombed at the box office, let's be honest. Made
Yes.
what? 30 million?
I have no idea. I don't have the
Didn't make
figures
enough
in front of
money.
me.
They'll probably make it number two. I'll find it on Tubi. But that'll make me happy because I'm the Tubi guy. I think the film should have been better. I think Owen should have done a once over of the script
Okay.
and put in some development would have been nice. Maybe had some characters I cared about, as opposed to that guy in the Keanu Reeves that was most of the time together. Whatever his name is, you know who I'm talking about. The guy that runs the hotel.
Ian McShane,
That's it.
Winston.
Winston's in here, and I'm like, and the other
Yes.
guy's in here too. The guy that died.
Sharon, now I'm, I forget the
Doesn't
actor's
matter.
name.
I just feel this film was just a repetition of John Wick. I'm like, I've seen this all. I wanted something different, and they didn't give me something different. They gave me the same. Just to put Ana de Armas in the John Wick script. I'm like, guys, do better. More guns, more plot. Let Owen direct it. He'll do better than this. That's all I gotta say. 2 out of 5.
Okay. That's fair. I enjoyed it for what it was. You
So did
didn't.
I.
That's fair.
Nonsense.
Okay.
No cartoon voices. I don't know what Tubi was doing to me on this one. Very confusing.
Right, well, now I'm curious, what did Tubi give you for Bring Her Back, directed by Danny and Michael Philippou, starring Sally Hawkins, Billy Barrett, and Sarah Wong?
I have no clue. I think this, okay. Jokes aside, what the hell is going on in this film? I found this utterly. What are the words? I still cannot give you an honest answer how I feel about this film.
Okay.
I'm thinking. I'm still challenging myself to this day how I feel about this film because I didn't really like it at any time. I can be honest there,
Okay.
but I found it the most engaging piece of thing I've ever seen in my life at times.
Okay. Okay.
I had no clue where it was going. I can't say I understood this film, most of it.
Okay.
I found it very confusing. Very difficult to follow at times. And then it seemed to rush to the end, and I was supposed to engage with it. And
Yes.
I couldn't engage with it because I don't think I ever understood where it was going the whole time. It was such a slow pace. And then it's jumps, goes really fast, and then slows down again. And I mean, Sally
Okay.
Hawkins is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful in this film. I found everybody did their job to a T. I just felt the storytelling was not what I was looking for. I found it just lacking most times to give me a general perspective as a
Okay.
viewer of what I needed to follow.
Okay.
I mean, I needed to know where it was going. And then it gets to the end. I'm like, what WTF? What is that baby watching? This is the most effed up thing I think I've ever seen in years. So I don't even know if I ever rated on Letterboxd. I haven't even looked to see if I did, because I don't think
Okay.
I ever could decide how I felt about this film. As you can tell, I don't know. I honestly say I should rewatch it.
Okay.
But I found it so torturous the first time to make it through it. I don't think I can.
Okay. That is fair.
So that is my honest answer. So if Letterboxd rating, give me a second, I'll see if I gave it one.
Okay.
Because I try to do them as I watch it. Bring her back.
Yes.
So, Doug, give me an opinion on this, because then I'll give you a
Okay.
rating.
It is the same filmmakers that made Talk to Me.
Which I loved.
And I thought this movie was not as scary as Talk to Me was, but I found it just as effective.
Okay,
I'm
I did
really
give it a
not,
rating.
okay. I'm not a
Five and a
fan
half.
of stuff happening to teeth in films.
Yeah.
So watching the one kid chew on the knife and then bite into the table,
Yes.
that just gave me the
That was
ick.
bizarre.
I
For
really
no
kind
purpose.
I really kind of loved it though.
Oh, see? You again,
Yeah.
same way I am.
No, I mean Sally Hawkins was great. She is such an awful person in this movie from the first time you meet her, but then in her final moments, you actually start to feel sympathy for her
But why?
after.
Because they want us to, and I wouldn't do it.
I see, I don't think it's because they want us to. I think it's because of Sally Hawkins' performance.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I think it was her strong performance that gave me some sympathy. Not that I liked her in the end. I just felt some sympathy for her. I still wanted her to get her comeuppance. Now I heard that the directors, their opinion on the creature or the being that was in
I think it
Ollie.
has to be being.
Okay, the
I don't think
being.
it's a creature. Do you not think it's a being?
It could, yeah, I would say being, be it like an
Okay.
angel, a demon, what a. They say that their opinion is the being is neither good nor evil. It's just doing what it is there to do, which is, consume the corpse and the soul and pass that soul into a new body. So it doesn't really have a conscience. It doesn't, it's not doing anything vindictively. It's just doing what it was created to do. And looking at the movie in that respect, Ollie isn't as scary to me as he was when I watched it. Just seeing him as, okay, his whole mission is to eat Sally Hawkins' daughter's body so he can put the soul into Sarah Wong's body. He has no conscience about that. He is not angry at Sarah Wong. I forget the character's name, so I'm just going with the actress's name. He doesn't feel any animosity. It's just that's what he's there to do. Yeah, I kind of love this movie. It is dark. It's twisted. I love the visuals. There's some things I didn't notice. But watching it with Dylan, he had noticed things. So we talked about it afterwards, like the cat getting its tail bitten off. I didn't notice that the cat was missing its tail. But he also said, yeah, and if you notice after the cat gets bitten, Ollie can start doing the impression of the cat. So after he eats bits of the older brother, he could do the impression of the older brother. The movie just went in many directions I wasn't expecting. I thought that when Sally Hawkins drowned the older brother in the puddle in the driveway,
That was bizarre.
I thought she would put the soul of her daughter into the brother because he did drown. That's not the way the movie went at all. I really enjoyed this movie. It was dark, it was twisted. I
Yep.
gave it 4 out of 5.
And I gave it a one and a half because I honestly say I didn't understand it.
Okay.
I tried hard, Doug. I want to give you every. I told you when I
Oh,
behind the scenes, I texted Doug. What the, did I tell you? What the F did I watch?
you said I picked one really, really twisted movie, and I forgot that I had put this movie on the
This
list.
was the one that I just. I'm like, I'm.
Yeah.
This is not for me.
Okay.
I would never. I would have watched it anyway because I love Sally Hawkins, but I mean, she's such great range.
Yes.
This
Yes.
was just not for me. This is nope.
Okay, that's fair.
So I may be hearing from Doug's peanut gallery of one that I hate everything, but this one threw me for a loop.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm very curious to hear about your opinion on our next film, Friendship, directed by Andrew DeYoung, starring Tim Robinson, Paul Rudd, and Kate Mara. I think it's my turn to go first on
It
this.
is. It is.
I'm not sure, like you on the previous film, I'm not sure what to say about this movie. I thought it was completely insane. Not all of the jokes landed for me. However, the ones that did land made me laugh harder in a movie theater than I have laughed in a long time. I think the scene with the toad was absolutely one of the funniest things I have seen in a movie in a really long time. I love the cops coming to his house, asking him, "So is this your son?" Yeah. "So do you two live here alone?" No. My wife also lives here." "Oh, okay. Where is she?" "She's in the sewer." It just made me laugh so hard. This is one of my favorite movies of the year so far, and I don't really know why. It just hits me really funny. And I also kind of I feel bad for him. I feel bad for Tim Robinson. He just wants to make a friend, but he doesn't really know how. And it's, yeah. I gave this 4 out of 5. I will definitely be revisiting this movie
Oh.
and thinking more on it.
Okay. Wow. We're gonna have totally opposite opinions again because I
Okay.
wanted to kill you by the end of this film.
Oh, okay.
It drove me nuts. I think it was the pacing. Every joke fell flat for me. I
Okay.
wanted to punch this lead character in the face so bad for the
Okay.
decisions he kept making. I'm like, you are the biggest asshole I know. If I was your friend, I would cut you off easily. 20 minutes of meeting you, we would not be talking.
Okay.
Such a dick to his wife, a dick to Paul Rudd, a dick to Paul Rudd's friends.
To be fair, everybody was also a dick to him.
No, when he dropped that joke and stuff, that just some of the jokes he made, I'm like, dude, know your audience.
Yeah, but I think his wife was absolutely cheating on him with
Oh,
her
100%.
previous boy. So that there are, I think he has some reason to be a dick to people, but he so desperately wants to be friends.
He could do better. He just, I just, it, this movie annoyed me
Okay.
at numerous times. I'm like, I just want to punch him out. He got me to the point, I just want to deck him with a chair.
Okay.
I just, despicable main character. Did not like him ever.
Okay.
And I had a problem, which you know what my biggest problem was? The
What?
mail delivery guy. Oh, the mailman screwed up. I'm getting annoyed. They would not have screwed up that bad. Twice, and nobody called to complain?
It's possible.
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
Especially nowadays, maybe 1950, people might have not called to complain, but now guaranteed.
Okay.
I just think this thing tries too hard for me to like it. It
Okay.
really wants me to fall for these jokes, and none of them hit for me. Because I think
Okay.
that I just hated the lead character so much. He angered, I and the shooting style drove me nuts too. It looked like it was
Really?
shot on a terrible camera, shot independent. Looked and shot in somebody's basement. They picked up something at a garage sale.
I
I didn't like
disagree
the
on that.
filters. I
I
didn't
thought it
like the
looked good.
lighting. I thought it looked terrible. I thought it needed to be lightened up a bit more. It looked like it some bad 70 mm party footage, 8 mm party footage from I found at a garage sale running it home.
See, I thought it actually looked good. I
Oh,
thought it looked
God.
like a professional film
No, I
with, you know.
disagree. It looked like an
Okay.
indie I would review and take notes on and have an interview with.
Okay.
So maybe two or one half, I could look it up.
Okay. That's fair. All right.
I was
It's,
going to hate all these movies this week.
I will be honest, there's only one movie on this list for this episode that got less than 4 stars for
Oh, I
me.
can see that because Doug loves Happy Go Lucky Doug.
Yes.
We know.
All right. So our next movie is Life of Chuck,
Oh, five stars coming up. We know
directed
that.
by Mike Flanagan, starring Tom Hiddleston, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Karen Gillan, Mark Hamill, and a whole slew of people who have been in Flanagan's other projects. So, what
My
did you
turn to
think
go
of this?
first.
Yes.
I thought, I see, I should have read a synopsis about this one. It would have helped me out a lot.
Okay.
Because going in, I'm watching, going, what? What? I don't get this. And then it started clicking. I started understanding the film. Parts of it I quite enjoyed.
Okay.
Parts of it I found very slow. Parts of it I had no interest in.
Okay.
My favorite parts, the dance number, I thought was phenomenal. I love that scene. And in the end, I kind of like, I enjoyed that a little bit. But I
Okay.
wish I known the premise at the beginning, and I think that would have helped me a lot more in understanding what I watched.
Okay.
I just found it okay. I thought it was well shot. I thought it was well casted. I thought the class was a little ridiculous.
Okay. Okay.
I guess my suspension of disbelief is starting to go after all these years after I've watched so much film. I expect things to engage me quickly. And this film didn't, but that's fine. I don't
Okay.
hate it. I just felt it was average.
Okay.
I know you loved it. That's fine. Because I saw your letterbox after I did mine, but that's okay. I think this film for me, maybe on a rewatch, which was never gonna happen, I probably would like it better.
Okay.
Seeing the end and know how they got there and knowing what I know now. So maybe it was my fault that walking in not prepped, I guess is what I'm trying to say as a film goer.
Okay.
So I gave it a 2 out of 5. I know you gave it a 5 out of 5, but the Tom
Yes, I did.
Hiddleston dance, I will give it an 11 out of 10.
Okay. Yes, I did give it a 5 out of 5. I did not read the short story before going into this.
I am shocked by that.
But I did guess what was happening once there was the scene of Chiwetel Ejiofor walking through the town, and you see a bunch of green Tom Hiddlestons in all the windows.
Yes.
That's when I knew what was going on. I thought the performances in this movie were absolutely
Absolutely
fantastic.
phenomenal. I will give you total credit on that.
I had no idea Tom Hiddleston could dance that well.
Neither did I.
Mark Hamill in particular, I think, was very good.
He's fine. It's more camel. He can't really act, so.
He was playing a type of character I've never seen him play before.
Which is good. He needs to branch from Luke.
Luke and the Joker and all the
Yeah.
voice acting he does, I really liked him in this. Excuse me. I love that Chuck loved his wife so much
He did.
that there was no hint of romance with him and the woman
Nope.
he danced with.
Zero.
I saw this film with Kate. Kate had read the short story, and she said that, yeah, in the short story, there was no hint of romance, that Chuck viewed the woman he danced with as what he thought his sister could have grown up to be. So it was more a big brother dancing with his little sister. And knowing that and seeing the scene, you kind of get that. It's definitely, it's not a romantic dance, but there is love there. It's just a brotherly love of an older brother with his little sister. Yeah, this movie, it touched me. It was very, I don't want to say profound, but it was really touching. I absolutely gave this a 5 out of 5.
Oh, I knew you did, you big softy.
I am a big softie, yes.
Hey, Doug, I'm back. Sorry, I had to go get a drink because I ran out of my other drink, so I apologize. But I want people to notice I have right here from the Japanese dollar store, it's in Canada. I didn't purchase it. A grape Fanta, I think it is. It says sangria grape soda on it. So I don't know what the hell this is going to taste like. But I just want everybody to know it's
Okay.
unopened, so nobody thinks I'm cheating. And you can hear it opening, so there you go.
Okay.
Bottoms up.
And Simon is tasting it, mulling it over.
It's got like a weird soap taste at the end. It's not
Okay.
bad. You know when we drink a grape soda here, it tastes like grape. You get a full-on grape, and then you get like a sugar rush at the end.
Yes.
There's
Yes.
no sugar rush here.
Interesting. Okay.
It's like they've mixed grape with another flavor, and I can't figure out the other flavor yet, but that's what it is.
Okay.
So we do, I don't know if you guys have these in the States. We have Japanese dollar stores up here.
We have like Asian markets that
No,
have like
this is
so
not an
yeah.
Asian market. We have
Okay.
those. This is like a Dollar Tree, but
Okay.
Japanese version. All Japanese stuff.
I can say I have never seen one, but yes.
Okay, well, if people want, eventually I do have one TikTok video so people know we do have an extra features TikTok account. I
Okay.
do have a video ready to go. I just haven't really sat down to figure it out how to post it,
Okay.
which I'm sure it's not hard. And also, people, we do have a lovely YouTube page. You can see this ugly mug right here, this one that I'm pointing at, and it's not Doug. And that's at Extra Features on YouTube. And we have tons of interviews on
Yes.
YouTube. So if you want to see what these people actually look like are interviewing and see this ugly mug, all on YouTube. So just run an Extra Features podcast and I'm sure you'll find something about us somewhere. We're on
Yes.
X, Blue Sky, Facebook page, which we have 171 fans, and Doug Hayner's out there too, but you can only find him on Letterboxd. But Kate
Yes,
doesn't
that
seem to want to
yes.
join Letterboxd. She seems to like to chirp, but no letterbox. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
And Doug can report to her. Oh, wait, she listens to this. She'll hear that. Hi, Kate. No letterbox.
All right. Well, are you ready to jump back into movies?
I guess so. Since I have more stuff to
Okay.
eat. If people really want just eating videos, I could go up and get more things I've saved for us.
I
But
mean,
that's okay.
I have that thing where I can't stand the sound of people chewing over a microphone,
Oh,
so
that is annoying as hell.
yeah, so I would rather get back into movie talk.
Oh, I guess so. I'll let
Okay.
you. Can I drink this though?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I just want
Okay.
to check. I'm gonna probably not finish it, but
It's chewing that really gets to me.
so
But
I really should get some like licorice or something that could really just mukbang on this show.
oh God, I you would have to find a new co-host. I would leave. Or you
Well, I
just
could.
do the whole episode by yourself.
Well, Kate's available.
Okay. We'll see.
I can give her a call.
First, you have to get her number.
That's fine. Owen will have it.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Our next movie is 28 Years Later, directed by Danny Boyle, starring Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor Johnson, and Ralph Fiennes. I think it's my turn to go first here. I loved this movie. It felt like three movies in one, but I loved each and every movie. I thought the opening was just as harrowing as 28 Weeks Later. just as brutal with like kids getting killed in the TV room. excuse me. I am not generally a big fan of Aaron Taylor Johnson, but I thought this movie had just the right amount of him. He was
Wow.
not the lead as the trailers made you think. It was actually the kid who plays his son, Alfie Williams, who was the lead. But I actually liked Aaron Taylor Johnson here. At first, you're watching it and you think maybe he's just kind of a tough dad, just maybe a little abusive or doesn't really care. But if you look at what he's doing, he is preparing Spike, his son, for the eventuality of Spike's mother's death in his own way. He's taking the kid out outside the walls at 12 instead of 15 because he's got to get used to death. It's something that will be affecting him sooner rather than later. So the father is, in his own way, helping him by getting him out there, teaching him that death is something you have to get used to. And then once they are chased by that alpha, I mean, that was an incredible action scene with that giant guy running down the land bridge towards them. And then it gets into like this metaphysical kind of story where the kid, where Spike is learning about death. He's learning about mortality through his mother that sometimes even doctors cannot heal when they know what is wrong. I thought Alfie Williams was incredible. I didn't expect to get as emotional as I did when Jodie Comer gets her diagnosis and trying not to spoil things. What Rafe finds is Dr. Kelsen does to help her and help Spike. I love the thing about the baby being born of the infected, but it's a normal baby, and you wonder what would have happened if Spike and his mom were not around when the birth was happening. And I absolutely loved the incredible batshit insane ending. That really felt like it came out of nowhere, and I am so excited to see what happens in the next movie. I really like this. I've seen it twice now. I saw it once with Kate and once with Dylan. And the two times I've seen it, I've liked it more the second time, even. I gave this one 4.5 out of 5 stars. I really
Wow.
like this.
Well, I did like this film. I want that stated. I want you to feel better that I actually enjoyed a film on podcast this time. This thing is a wild ride. I like the way the creatures look. I mean, who needs clothes when you're a zombie? Who needs underwear? Underwear is optional. I like the beginning. I felt bad for the kid because he kind of just got sent out on his own going, "Hey, kids, you got to learn to shoot. Don't hesitate. Just shoot. They're dead. You'll get used to it. Thanks, Dad. Okay, bye." I liked it. I loved most of this film. I liked. I think the only I don't want to cover your ears, people. I love when the giant person shows up.
The Alpha, yes.
That was my favorite part of the movie. Love the alpha
Okay.
scene, and when the certain doctor shows up, I quite liked all his scenes. I like the embalming scene a lot.
Yes.
I'm trying to be as nondescript as I can. I thought Jodie Comer did a great job. I wish she had more to do. I mean, she is a
Yes.
little busy, but I find she's a little neglected for Rafe's storyline and the little kid's storyline. She's just sort of kind of there. I'm like, okay, I wish she could do more. Overall, I really enjoyed it. And
Okay.
either I think I gave it a 3 or 3.5, which is a pretty strong score for me.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
I don't think there's a lot to say about this. Either you're in or out early. It is going to blow you away at times. Like, it
Yes.
is pretty
Yes.
messed up. I find they have a little bit of the getting saved a little too much for me. I think that was one of my issues. I don't
Okay.
really feel they're getting out of things on their own. They're more being saved by somebody constantly.
Okay. I
You
can
know, if
see that.
somebody hadn't come along, they'd be dead. So
Yes.
I mean, he's a 12-year-old kid. Maybe I'm wanting more from him. But I think that's where Jodie Comer could have came in and helped a bit more.
Okay.
But I gotta say, that train sequence was insane. No, bus? Was it a bus or the train?
A train.
Oh my God, that was friggin' insane.
Yes.
I will give you full credit on that. That was utterly insane. So, yeah, I could see on a rewatch I getting a lot more out of this because I think I'd watch it differently. And I would look for different things. I mean, I think it's a great film. I don't want anybody to think, but I'm just a very fussy person about what I like and what I don't like.
Yes,
So,
and
and I can't help that. That's just who I am. So I'm sorry, people, if you think I should rate this higher, I just had too many flaws in it for me not to rate it higher. But I
that's
understand
fair.
why Doug gave it a 4.5.
Yeah, and I think it is a decided step up for Danny Boyle from the last movie he directed, that Yesterday film, where all the Beatles music disappear in the world. I think this is a definite step up from that film.
What was really weird, Doug, I went to look at Kate's letterbox and discovered it wasn't there.
Okay.
Since after the last episode, I think I gave her specific instructions to get letterboxed if she wanted to comment about me.
Okay. Well, she
And just
hasn't. She only comments
no,
in private.
but I hear about it, so she could
Okay.
do better. Letterbox, Kate. And any of our other listeners, again, Letterbox. We will follow you. I promise. Just tell me how you know us.
Yes. All right. Are you ready to get into
Especially
some
Doug,
older
because Doug
films?
loves people. I
I
mean, not
do.
so much.
I do love
You
people.
become Doug's friend. He might actually buy you a sandwich. Me? No.
We'll see. All right, so now we're going to go into some older films here. This is a movie I have wanted to watch for years. I just never got around to it. I put it on this list just to force
Happy
myself to
Texas.
watch it. Paris, Texas, directed by Wim Wenders, starring Harry Dean Stanton, Dean Stockwell, and Natasha Kinski.
I have a thing. I have seen this before. After watching it, I realize I have
Oh,
seen it
really?
before. And
Okay.
I didn't realize it till the end scene. The
Oh,
big
really?
end thing. I'm
Okay.
like, I've seen this before. Forgotten everything but the end scene.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a pretty
So
powerful ending scene.
I know, so it sat
But
with me. So I get to go first, don't I?
yes.
Good. I still like this film. I thought Dean Stockwell and Harry Dean Stanton were the same person forever. I'm like, are they brothers? They act very
Okay.
similar, they look very similar. And the film The Brothers, I like this film. I don't love this film. And the reasons why, I find it's a little slow to get where it needs to go.
Yes.
And I find him taking the kid utterly disgusting.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
what are you doing? Like, you banded this kid to your brother. And now you're taking it away. I just think that would be heartache for the wife and the brother. Like,
See,
he doesn't know any different.
I don't think it was him that abandoned the kid to the brother. I think it was his wife. I think he just left the two of them, and then the wife couldn't handle the kid on her own, so she
But where was
left
he?
it.
Where was he? Just
Yeah, he was
disappeared.
gone. He just disappeared. He was gone.
So that's a problem for me in this film.
Yes.
I mean, I understand why the kid wanted to go. I totally get that part. But for me, I personally, even as a writer of this film, would have given the kid back to the parents and maybe have a reunited scene at the end. I think it would work better, or maybe just a quick phone call, because he's at that place forever, hours, it seems, talking to Kasia Kinski. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and the kid kind of just disappears for those last half 40 minutes.
You do see him again. He, Travis, Harry Dean Stanton does leave the kid with his ex. He leaves the kid with her, and then he drives off again in the
Yes.
end.
But,
So you do see him.
you know what I mean? It's, I thought it was a little far-fetched
Yeah.
that the parents weren't coming after him. I don't know. I love the Natasha Kinsey, Harry Dean Stanton scenes. I thought they were great, well lit, well shot, everything. Again, I just, a little long for me and a little far-fetched.
Okay.
I did try to really like this film. I thought it was well shot. I enjoyed all that stuff. I couldn't buy into it. I tried
Okay.
hard. I just went, I find this ridiculous. Like the scenes where he's picking him up from school, I'm like, this could be faster. This
Oh,
could
I
be a
love that scene.
montage.
I
Oh,
love
the
that
first
scene.
one was good, but the second, third one, I'm like, I don't care anymore.
I see. I really like the one where they're walking home together, and
That's the first one.
where he's dressed up, and
Yes, that's the first scene.
he's yeah. I loved that scene.
Okay, continue. I've got.
All right, so yeah. I love the performances in this movie. I
Oh, they're
thought
wonderful. What knock them out?
I wish Harry Dean Stanton was given a chance to be the lead in more films. I think he was fantastic here. I love Dean Stockwell as his brother. They just complement each other really well. It was very slow, and by the end, I was really ready for the movie to be over. It ends with a really long, like, monologue from Harry Dean Stanton that I really felt it was time for the movie to end. And by the end, I really did not like Travis at all because, yeah, he abandoned his family, then just comes back, takes his kid, and then abandons his kid again. I felt really bad for Walt and Anne because the kid was raised as theirs, and Travis just took him again from them. I think they both, I think Walt and Anne love Hunter very much and desperately want him back. And I kind of hope that Jane, the Natasha Kinski character, that she does return Hunter to Walt and Anne. However, we don't get any closure on that. We don't know for sure what will happen. This movie, it was very long. I gave it a 4 out of 5 just because it did feel its length to me. But I did love the shooting. I love the acting. It was just long, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right. Our next film. Silver Streak from 1976, directed by Arthur Hiller, starring Gene Wilder, Jill Clayburgh, Ned Beatty, and Richard Pryor. I think it's my turn to go first. I picked this because I wanted to watch through the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor films, and this was the first movie that they did together. I'll be honest,
Oh.
I thought it dragged a bit. It took way too long for Richard Pryor to show up. And however, once he did, he was like a shot of adrenaline to this film. The movie got more exciting. It felt funnier. It worked better when you had Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor together. And normally, I love Arthur Hiller. I love The In-Laws. I think that movie is hysterical. I like the movie Teachers that he did. The Hospital, I think, is a great film. This one just didn't really click for me until Richard Pryor got involved. Jill Clayburgh, she's very good, but didn't really have the correct on-screen chemistry for me with Gene Wilder. It, not like she did with I'm blanking on his name now. That we did with Starting
Reynolds?
Over.
Burt
I'm sorry?
Reynolds?
Burt
Burt
Reynolds,
Reynolds?
yes.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, Burt Reynolds in Starting Over. Yeah, this one got a 3 out of 5 from me. It was fine, but then when
Damn,
Richard Pryor
Rachel's.
showed up, it got better.
I'm gonna look it up. I know I got a few things. Why did you pick this film? Because Jill Clayburgh?
No, I told you because I want to go through the Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor films.
So we are going to do them all. So you're probably going to make me watch Stir Crazy. You know what? Today, I never rated it.
Okay.
No, it's rated now. Done. I gave it
Okay.
two
And
and a
yes, I will
half.
make you watch Stir Crazy.
Okay, back this up. This film goes nowhere until Richard Pryor shows up. And I mean, nowhere fast.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, is this going to go somewhere? It's slow. Oh, Ned Beatty shows up, which I love. Nothing happens. Well, okay. Well, there goes Ned Beatty. That's enough of that interest. Let's move along. Oh, Richard Pryor. Oh my God, this film just suddenly wakes up. And I think during this
Yes.
film, I realized Richard Pryor is not an actor ever. He's always a comedian.
Yes, I
I
can see
don't
that.
find he's trying to act. I find he's just trying to be funny in
I
all
agree
his
with that.
films.
I do agree with that.
Which is hard for me to watch a film when I'm thinking, when's he's going to be funny? Let's be funny. You know what I mean? No acting is ever involved with him. I think he's just doing a stand-up routine all the time. He could be ad-libbing all his lines, and I'd accept it.
Okay.
Now, let's get to the end of the film. People, cover your ears. I'm going to talk about the end of the film. When a certain thing goes through a certain wall,
Okay. Yes.
what the hell was that nonsense? That looked really bad. And why are
I
those people
think
standing around watching it?
my theory is that this was around the time of disaster movies, so they were
Okay.
trying to maybe parody like Airport or any of those disaster movies,
I'll give you that.
perchance.
I just thought the bad guys were terrible, even though it was Richard Kiel from Jaws.
Yes, and my favorite Martian, Ray Winston.
Yes.
Winston,
Walston, isn't it? Walston.
Walston, yes.
I'm watching this. You know who I wish was the bad guy? The guy from Land of the Giants. The professor.
I don't,
No,
I'm.
Le oh, Land of the Giants. The guy's the best villain ever. He's always
Okay.
trying to steal something off somebody. No, it's not that. It's the other one. I got the wrong show. Lost in Space. The doctor in Lost in Space.
Okay.
Sorry,
Okay.
that guy. He's my favorite, but I never see him in things. He's always trying to
Okay.
sabotage him
Yes,
and move
yes.
out that he's my favorite. So I thought this was just okay.
Yeah.
Solid, but just not great. And I was hoping it would be great. But until Pryor shows up, I wish, honestly, they switch roles. It made Richard
Okay.
Pryor, not that it would have, I don't know if it worked in the 70s that way, but it might have had a better film if we had Pryor as Gene Wilder.
Maybe, but I don't see Pryor as the straight man like Gene
No, I don't think
Wilder
he can, but I
was.
want to see if he can
Yeah.
do it.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. And now we're on our last movie. This was a Simon's pick.
Yeah, what did I pick? I don't even remember. Oh, yes, I do know what I picked.
You picked The Long Good Friday, directed by John McKenzie, starring Bob Hoskins and Helen Mirren.
You keep asking. I'm picking up my quote because I don't remember what I rate. Okay, that's what I thought I gave it. See, I'm
Okay.
checking my ratings because you always want my ratings, so I have to look them up.
Okay.
You're up first.
I thought I went first on Silver
Oh,
Streak.
sorry, I'll go first.
Yes.
I picked this movie because Helen Mirren's in it and Bob Hoskins. I have
Okay.
the other one you gave me was some weird Jeffrey Wright film. Like, yeah, he'll put that on the list one day. I'm not thinking that. And I can't
Yes.
remember what the other film was. I had no interest in.
It was the Basquiat was the Jeffrey Wright, and the other was a slasher movie starring Daphne Zuniga, because of the Spaceballs 2 announcement.
I have no
And
idea. I'm
I was
like,
like, yeah.
yeah, Dotsie Zig is cute, but I'm going to take this
Okay.
one. I like this film a lot. Beautiful to look at. Some money behind it. I thought it was very well structured. I thought all the conversations were real. Helen Mirren is just beautiful.
Yes.
I like this film a lot. I like the Pierce Brosnan cameo in it.
Yes.
I did enjoy that. Overall, I think it was solid. I don't know. I didn't have any issues with it. I just didn't love it. Does that
Okay.
make sense? It flows for me
It does.
nicely. It's well shot. I enjoyed it. I just didn't love it.
Okay.
And I can't tell you why. I just don't know. I liked everything about it. I just
Okay.
didn't do anything amazing for me.
Okay. I, on the other hand, I did, I'll be honest, I love this movie. I
Oh, I know
thought
you do. I read your score.
Bob Hoskins, I thought was so cool, just as this, basically this animal of a British gangster trying to go straight. He desperately wants to go straight, but his instincts are just get the better of him. And he just every problem he has, he solves it with violence. Spoiler alert, bad things happen. People, he's trying to figure out who's messing with him. It turns out it's the IRA. The IRA is coming after him. He goes to make peace, give the IRA the money that they're looking for, but then he decides he's going to shotgun everybody. I honestly think
I like
if he
that
had
scene.
just given the if he just gave the IRA the money without killing everybody, things would have been fine for him.
I
But
don't think he could.
instead, but he couldn't. His instincts were, I have to be the best. I have to take care of this. And that leads to, honestly, I think one of the best endings of a movie I've
No, it
seen in
was
a
good
while.
ending. I did not see that ending coming.
I love that ending. I love that Bob Hoskins is just, he's trapped. He's trapped by his own actions. And, spoiler alert, I already said who was coming after him. The scene on his yacht when he confronts the traitor in his organization, I was not expecting him to break that bottle and start stabbing him in the neck. That just came out of like nowhere for me, and I was like, oh my God, that is pure animal instinct on Bob Hoskins' part. And yeah, it was amazing. I truly did love this movie. I thought it was great.
I think my favorite scene is the meat packing plant. Round
Okay.
them up, boys, and have them all hanging up. I'm like,
Yes.
what? How will you do that as an actor? They must have been really hanging up because I watched it. I'm like, there's
Yeah.
no trickery there to me. Those guys were really hung up.
They were really, I read like they had special rigs so that way in between takes they could I guess tilt the men up so they were lying instead of hanging
Yeah.
directly, so that way they didn't, pass out or anything.
I thought that must have been hard on those actors.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And probably didn't get up paid enough to do that.
No.
So yeah, overall I'd recommend it to people. I think you should see it because I'd never heard of it.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I thought if you like British gangster films,
I
this
do.
is
I
a
love
very good
gangster
one.
films. So I guess the question is, Doug, where'd you find the film?
I got this Criterion Collection. I
So
had
you just bought it cold?
yes, because I had heard that it's one of Bob Hoskins' best or the performance from Bob Hoskins that opened him up to all his other starring roles. It was like the first time he was really showcased, and I wanted to see that. I wanted to see Bob Hoskins in his prime.
Fair enough. Did you buy anything, Doug?
I have two things. On the Criterion sale with Barnes and Noble, I got The Salesman.
I've never heard of it.
It's a documentary about door-to-door Bible salesmen.
You were really bored, weren't you?
Well, actually, one of the extras on here is a parody of it done by Bill Hader on his
Okay.
show Documentary Now. So,
Wow.
and then the other movie I got is Rules of the Game 4K, Jean Reno, his
That's a
film.
1939 game movie.
Renoir, Jean Renoir. Yes, 1939.
I have seen that one. See, you thought you'd fool me, but I have seen one of the two.
Okay. I
So
wasn't
I
trying to
guess it's
fool you.
that magical time. I think you were, personally. So is there anything else, Doug? You're done? That's it?
That's it, just those two.
If they make it.
We will watch it.